This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 13th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A sunny day is unfolding across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying warm and clear skies, while Jerusalem is basking in bright sunshine. In Haifa, it's also sunny and pleasant, making it an ideal day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump warned, Katz insists, we will not withdraw from the security zone in Lebanon. That's according to Mariv just 23 minutes ago. Also, American and Israeli officials say there's no agreement on which countries will oversee Hezbollah's disarmament. This comes from Walla just 29 minutes ago. Also this hour, thousands of tons of military equipment and combat vehicles have arrived in Israel from the United States. This story reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew comes in just 21 minutes ago. Separately, earlier today, the IDF struck a Hamas commander in northern Gaza. The story is reported by JNS. And finally, Ynet reports that the IDF is preparing for a potential new conflict with Hezbollah following a drill in the West Bank that simulates war in the north. This report comes in from 3 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT6113 shared just 11 minutes ago comments by Israeli Diaspora Affairs Minister Amishai Chikli. He warns about the threat of Jolani in Syria, identifying him as a significant enemy of Israel. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs posted 27 minutes ago. Dr. Dan Diker criticizes the proposed Hamas disarmament framework, arguing it risks leaving weapons in the hands of Hamas operatives. Finally, Adam Louis Klein posted earlier today. He reflects on the impact of the October 7th events, noting a long-standing neglect of anti-Zionism by Jewish organizations and its implications on Western institutions. Let's go deeper. Starting with Defense Minister Katz's statement. He reiterated that the IDF will remain in southern Lebanon until Hezbollah is disarmed. This commitment comes despite international pressure and criticism. Mariv reports his firm stance underscores Israel's security concerns in the region. For residents, this means continued military presence and potential tensions. Turning to the lack of agreement on overseeing Hezbollah's disarmament, Walla notes that despite reports, no consensus exists on which countries might supervise this process. The absence of agreement could delay peace efforts, affecting diplomatic relations between involved nations. Meanwhile, the arrival of U.S. military equipment in Israel marks a significant boost for the IDF. Israel Hayom Hebrew details the complex logistics involved in this transfer. Such reinforcement could enhance Israel's defense capabilities amid regional threats. Separately, the IDF strike on a Hamas commander in northern Gaza highlights ongoing tensions. JNS reports this action follows attempts to counter Hamas influence in the region. It signals continued military operations, affecting civilians in the area. Finally, the IDF's drill in the West Bank simulates potential conflict with Hezbollah. Ynet describes the exercise as preparation for possible northern hostilities. This readiness reflects ongoing security concerns, impacting local communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Condor Airlines returns to Israel, launching a new Frankfurt-Tel Aviv route. Katek reports this move demonstrates a long-term confidence in the Israeli market despite security challenges. Separately, a senior banker has disappeared in Vienna, causing Jerusalem Bank's stock to crash. Mariv Business highlights the impact of this mysterious case on the bank's stability. And finally, in related news, Israel Hayom Business notes, Jerusalem Bank stock is plummeting on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. This further compounds the financial uncertainty surrounding the disappearance case. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.